Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey everybody, welcome to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Emmy Award-winning actor Bill Hader created some very memorable characters during his 8 years on Saturday Night Live. Since leaving the show, he's been in several movies. He won an Emmy for starring in Barry on HBO, which he created and executive produced with Alec Berg. Barry focuses on a depressed hitman from the Midwest who falls in love with acting while on a job in L.A. In season two, Barry's still struggling with his early career choice, that of contract killer, and he finds himself in a position where he has to do a favor for the chipper Chechen mobster Hank, who wants Barry, or he calls him Body, to shoot a rival with a specific bullet to send a message. And Barry is just not that psyched.
My family sent it to me as a threat. Well, if it came back with Esther's blood on it, massive fumble turnover for Hank.
Came back with her blood on it. What do you mean? I don't know how. You want me to get the bullet out of her head? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how I do that. That's not how bullets work.
Okay. Dummy's version. What if you shoot her with a thick book behind her? It'll go through her head, get stuck in book. You open up book, take out bullet. Simple.
No, that's not.
It's so simple.
So what you're saying is I need to get her to read a really thick book. And then while she's reading, I shoot her in the back.
Okay.
The head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, what I'm saying?
I see what
it
you're saying. That's
really
a hat on a hat.
Work.
So, right. Regardless, everyone has to know this is a job done by Kang. So come on, take it.
Am I evil?
Huh?
Am I like an evil person?
Oh my God. I mean, absolutely. Do I not tell you that enough? You are like the most evil guy I know, man.
You know, I take no pleasure in killing people. You know that, right?
Man, all this talking has made me hungry. You know what I could really go for? Yoshinoya beef bowl.
Big laughs in the control room. The season 2 finale airs on Sunday, May 19th. Bill, welcome to All of It.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, you know, for people who, to catch them up a little bit, and then we'll talk about season 2. Originally, what is it about acting that Barry gets so entranced with it?
I think it's a sense of community. I think that, when I moved to L.A., I remember I wasn't an actor. I was trying to be a filmmaker. But you meet a lot of people who are just transplants and everyone's, you know, the old Hollywood story. But I think community, and I think also he knows that there's something inherently wrong with him, and he's trying to figure out what that is, and he's watching these actors and this acting coach Cousineau, played by Henry Winkler, get these emotions out of people. And so he knows on some level he wants that would be good for him. He just doesn't know how to express himself or express that.
And we learn a little bit more why in season two, because we get a sense of what he went through as a Marine in the Coringal Valley, which is known as the Valley of Death. It was, you know, one of the most horrific places for troops to be. Why was it important to go back and show us so much of what he went through?
I think this season, when we first started talking about it, Alec Berg and I, we sit down with the writers and we kind of have already talked out at what we think a season two could be. And one of the things that we talked about was just going deeper with all the characters but how to make that intrinsic to the episode, to the season. So we came up with this idea as a group of what if the class decide to do these truth scenes from their lives, you know? As Henry says, let's make it about ourselves for a change. and so they, you know, but really it's like competitive grief, which is a thing like that people like in acting classes. And it's, you know, and so.
Tragedy Olympics. Yeah.
Tragedy Olympics. Perfect way of putting it. Yeah. And so we were like, oh, that has like a comedy value to it. But then also it allows for not just the acting class and Barry, but all the characters to kind of examine themselves in a way, us to get a little bit deeper and to get to know them a bit better this season.
There's one episode this season which is especially bonkers, and it's one that you directed and you co-wrote. And it's told in real time, and it's this hit that goes terribly wrong because the subject of the hit is an Olympic medalist in martial arts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, okay, so first of all, the telling a story in real time, for you as a director, what was that like?
Oh, it was great. And it actually kind of, it just kind of happened that way. It wasn't set out to be that way. I think initially we were going to try to do it where, you know, it'd be like the end of the episode. You know, was he does this hit. But then when we realized the hit should go wrong, and then we had the idea that he has a daughter that is also really good at karate and taekwondo and stuff, that it just started to build and build. And then very early in the season, I said, you know, I'd like us to be able to have like kind of a bottle episode just to mix it up, you know, and to have like a weird episode in the middle of the season of a hit that goes wrong. And because the show is kind of by nature has this kind of propulsive narrative, and we have a lot of characters that we're trying to take care of, and it's just a lot going on, it was nice to just say, let's just have an episode that just breathes, and you're kind of just in the moment, and you're just watching this thing go horribly wrong in real time.
Because Barry walks in and he's trying to get out of it all. He's trying to get out of doing the hit.
Yeah.
And this big guy is just staring at him and then just opens up a can of whoop.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the funny thing is in writing that is you know, writing that opening Barry's pitch to him, which is terrible. He's like, I don't have any money, but I need you just to go to Chicago for a year and not, you know, and I just need you to vanish. And the guy agrees to it. You're like, well, that's weird. And then he goes into a room to get his bag, and you think, well, what's the worst thing that could be in that room? And it's like, oh, a bunch of taekwondo trophies. and then they get into a fight, and we shot that fight in one long shot where it kind of goes around this room, and Paola Widobro's the DP, and she's amazing, and we worked out this shot that they were coming in and out of frame, and Wade Allen's the stunt coordinator. He, you know, coordinated that and that fight. And it's incredibly hard to do a fight that feels real. I was like, I just said, I don't want it to look cool. When I've seen fights, it's just two guys hanging on to each other and, you know, just, you know, kind of more like wrestling, and it's over really fast. 'Cause you get tired really fast. So, yeah, I just wanted to see something that wasn't cool, and you're more, like all the violence on the show, you're kind of more kind of judging it, and it's not rad.
But there are laughs in that whole thing, because the guy and his daughter, who also is equally as skilled and kind of crazy, they're kind of like Chucky.
She's 11. Yeah, that Jessie's her name. She's an amazing actor, and the whole reason that she's in that is because Wade Allen, again, the stunt coordinator during season one, said, look, there's this girl, she's 11 years old and she can do stunts and she can do martial arts. And he showed me this video of her crawling along a house and jumping off the house into a car that was moving. And I'm like, whoa. So I met her and really liked her and we hired her, and I don't think that part would exist if it wasn't for her. That he said that we could hire her. I was like, oh, well, let's put, what if Barry's leaving and a little girl's coming home and you think, oh, Barry's going to have to kill a kid. And then you realize, oh, no, he should be afraid of her. Like, she's like almost not of this world, as he says, you know, she's like another specimen of something.
It's completely an awesome scene. My guest is Bill Hader, and the name of the show is Barry, and the finale is happening on May 19th. Did you have any experience with guns before this?
No. Well, I mean, I take that back. My grandfather would take me out to, like, I grew up in Oklahoma, and we, you know, there was like a thing called a turkey shoot where you would shoot it at a target, and you would win a turkey for Thanksgiving. And then, like, in Christmas Story, I had a BB gun and stuff like that. But not really. And then for doing the show, it is kind of like on the day I'll be like, so how does this work? You know, to the military advisor, and he'll help me.
How long did it take you to get comfortable? Because you're always with guns. You have to be, look like this is second nature.
Yeah, and I don't like guns, and I'm very uncomfortable around them. Sometimes they're fake. Sometimes the things you're seeing are fake. There's a scene in the pilot where I take apart a gun real quick and I throw away the parts that is like a wooden gun. Those are all Velcroed together. Some of that's editing, you know, but I'm not that impressive with it. I remember we did a photo shoot for the poster, and they said, oh, we'll give you the gun, and can you, you know, quickly, you know, load it and prime it and everything, and I don't know how to do that. I can't do it quickly. I have to look down at it, and they're like, oh.
This season, as you mentioned, goes really deep with some of the other characters' backstories. Your girlfriend, we find out she was abused by her former boyfriend, mm-hmm. and it's very interesting that there's a real serious undertone mm-hmm. in this season for a show that's really, really funny. When you and Alec are working on thinking about the whole season and the whole arc, at what point in the whole process of putting a show together do you realize, like, oh, we need to take that joke out because it takes away from this storyline, or we need to put more of this person's story in so it has more weight?
Constantly. And it's happening, the writing, it's happening while we're shooting, it's happening during the editing. It's constantly, but sometimes you don't realize it until, you know, you're watching it in the cut and go, oh man, that's kind of like, that doesn't really work anymore. That's three too many. You know, we love it when Sally's mean, it makes us laugh, and Sarah Goldberg like is really funny when she just kind of, in the name of being honest, say these like really vapid, awful things. But sometimes there's like a tonnage issue on that, or sometimes, mm-hmm. and you go, well, we gotta like cut, she said four things, I think she should say one. Or like, you know, Anthony Carrigan, who plays Noho Hank, he'll say like four or five things that make, you know, that don't make sense, like the, you know, fumble turnover to Hank, and we'll use just that one, you know. Mm-hmm. It's less is more, I guess. But then, you know, our thing actually is we kind of write it seriously first, and then we go over it again. We go over it again, making sure the emotion works, making sure that the logic works, make sure that it's interesting, and you're kind of like, eh. And then we get bored and we start adding jokes is kind of what happens. It's almost like doing a MST3K on your, you know, your own show. You're kind of, it's easier to make fun of something that's kind of serious. Mm-hmm. I know there's a scene in episode 4 where Henry Winkler says to me, he gives me this, revealed to him what I did in Afghanistan, which mm-hmm. is that I shot and killed an unarmed civilian. And I'm saying it's the worst thing I ever did. And it kind of made me, after I had that, I didn't feel like I deserved a good life and the amount of guilt and shame. And he says, you know, I think you're just human. And he shares something about himself. And it's this very emotional scene. And we hug and cry and everything. And we've done it so many times. And then I read the scene out to Alec again. And it's just a very emotional scene. And then Alec said, oh, Cousineau should say, now, I bill my private lessons through a separate loan out. So I just need to get my ledger real quick. And you realize that he's going to charge Barry for this moment. And we laughed so hard. Like, that's a perfect example of how we just know, like, okay, we need something here that gives us a laugh, you know.
It's also the show's, this season especially, has a send-up of Hollywood.
Yes.
In a big way. About yes. Barry gets an opportunity that an actor might fight for years to get just because he's tall.
He's 6'2", which is true. It's just like you fit in the costume.
Just 'cause he's tall.
Yeah, you fit in the costume. So
three.
Yeah, someone keeps walking by and they go, so you're 6'2". And he goes, yeah. And then Sally and Cousineau, all these people have been trying to get big auditions for big movies. How did he get it? Because of the poster. Well, the other guy they hired is short, so they thought the other guy, his friend should be tall. It'll look good on the poster that way.
And also the idea, I'm wondering, is when you hired Henry Winkler, because everybody I know who knows Henry Winkler says, the nicest man in Hollywood.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
yeah.
Makes Tom Hanks look like a monster.
Yeah.
Like, he's the nicest, nicest
very
guy.
Very sweet guy.
And he plays a horrible guy.
Yeah, he has a hard time with it. Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Is that also sort of part of the joke inside?
Yeah, I mean, he can channel and do a good job just like any actor, you know? He does his job right, but I don't think that's, I mean, there's very little of Henry in that character. Henry's almost the polar opposite of Cousineau, you know?
So after watching, I've seen the finale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming there's season 3?
Yes, there is. We got renewed. Yeah.
Do you know if there's season 4?
Oh, I don't know about season 4.
I'm curious, do you know when this ends? In your mind, the way...
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I think we'll kind of know as we write it, and you kind of just get to a place. I think Alec and I always assume, like, we'll just get to a place where we and the writers will all look at each other and say, you know what? I think we just wrap it up here, right? You know? And that's when it will happen.
Do we get to see you in a movie again?
Oh, yeah, I'm in It 2, which is coming out in September. I'm in the sequel to It. I play the Richie Tozier, Trash Mouth, if you guys know the book at all. But, yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's super scary. It's terrifying.
I'd like to say, I was like, I don't really go see that, but I don't know.
No, it's really terrifying. It's really scary, but really emotional, too. It's an epic horror film. It's one of the few, like, wow, this is like an epic horror movie. It's really cool.
All right, so It 2 in the fall, Barry finale next weekend.
Yeah.
Bill Hader, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
This is All of It on WNYC.